In a shock announcement, Virat Kohli steps down as India's test captain. Says, can't be dishonest to my team. The BCCI praises Virat's admirable leadership, congratulates him for being the most successful test captain in India's history. The Election Commission extends the ban on physical rallies and roadshows for a week longer until the 22nd of January. But indoor meetings up to 300 people and 50% hall capacity will be allowed. The EC also issues a notice to the Samajwadi Party for its massive rally amid these curbs. The BJP announces its first list of candidates for the UP elections. Yogi Adityanath will contest from his stronghold of Gorakhpur and not Ayodhya or Mathura, as had been speculated. Akhilesh Yadav responds to that list and says, I'm happy that the BJP has sent Adityanath to Gorakhpur already, in a tongue-in-cheek comment. The Congress also announces its first list of 86 candidates for the Punjab elections. Chief Minister Channi will contest from Chamkaur South. Navjot Singh Sidhu will contest from Amritsar East. India reports 268,833 COVID cases in 24 hours, but the daily positivity rate has gone up from 14% to 16%. Does this mean not enough testing is happening? Similarly, in Delhi, positivity rate stands at 30%, but daily cases drop by 15%. Over 22,000 COVID cases and rising, but West Bengal eases curbs. Weddings are capped at 200 people. Open-air melas or fairs are allowed. However, civic polls have been postponed in 4 wards. And a massive volcanic eruption in Tonga and tsunami waves as well after this eruption in the Hunga Tonga Hapei volcano.